Marines will be highly visible this week in Nashville, conducting massive demonstrations in a city that is far removed from any of the Corps' installations. But for a very small number of families, their presence will draw out more complicated emotions. Three Nashville Marines have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez spoke to two of their mothers who will play a role in Marine Week.
On this morning, Jenny Newsom and Tammy Bass are visiting with local Marines to share stories and photos of their sons.
Nice to meet you. We'll see you on
Thursday. We're making sure the USO is well stocked for all the Marines flying in and out.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I'm sure.
They've been seeing servicemen more often in the run-up to Marine Week. And their knock at Jenny's door, the way they carry themselves, is all so familiar.
We're going to meet lots of Marines, and it's not going to be sad because we're going to meet part of our children's family.
But the flip side is, then after you do that, it's tough. It's like, oh.
And to me, we just have to weigh the joy and the sadness. Could we close ourselves off from Marines the rest of our life and not interact because it might make us sad the next day? I mean, to me, that would just be a tragedy that our sons would not want for us.
The women will place wreaths during memorial ceremonies as Gold Star moms. That means they've lost a child in war and now support other military families. But their bond isn't just the loss of their sons, 5 years apart. The families grew up together in the same South Nashville church.
I don't know when we first met. We just went to church together. Our boys were in the same youth group together at church. So we've just, right. It seems like we've just always been friends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
With only each other as an example, the mothers guided their boys through enlistment. It was 2002 when Jenny's son, Sergeant Kevin Baldiff, signed up as a 17-year-old.
There was really no one in our family that was in the military. And so I just feel like in his core person, he wanted to make a difference.
Kevin had been talking about the Marines since middle school and wearing his hair in a buzz cut. He even got made fun of, yet it was nothing but support from his mom.
I believe that we should allow our children to do what they're passionate about and that it would be wrong to try to change a child's mind.
For Tammy, her son was responding to the terror attack of 9/11, only he had to wait a few years. Then tragedy struck quickly. Corporal David Bass was killed on his first deployment in a flash flood in Iraq, a month shy of his 21st birthday. During the funeral at their church, Jenny came to Tammy's side. She tamped down a feeling of almost survivor's guilt that her son was on his way home and safe. It was 5 years later that the roles would reverse in the same church.
When I got a phone call that Marines had been to Jenny's door, it just made me angry. And I can't remember being that angry. I guess I was too numb at David's. But immediately I just knew that I needed to be there with her, that I had no magic answers, that I didn't have anything, but that I needed to be there with her because I could understand things at a level that other people that were close to her would not understand.
Kevin, who had already earned a Bronze Star for bravery, was killed in an ambush by an Afghan police cadet. Both mothers hold to certain things that reassure them of the path their boys took. Here's Tammy.
I wish David had come home, but I've never wished he hadn't gone in. I mean, I have phone conversations with him, and I have his journal where he said, "I found where I belong." What mother would take that away from her son?
For Jenny, it's the memory of a phone call right before Kevin's death. It was Mother's Day when he told her he was relocating to a more dangerous base.
But that he was good with God and he wasn't afraid to die. And so, like Tammy said, when she reads David's journals and says, "I found where I'm supposed to be," how do you not have some peace, even in our child's death, that I can know Kevin wasn't afraid? He already told me that. I'm sad Kevin died early, but I'm not sorry at all he made the choice. I am very proud he made the choice.
And as these mothers understand, the military spectacle that is Marine Week is largely about recruiting and finding those people who will make the same commitment that their sons did. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.